Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah, it's been a couple of years again, so I guess it's time to get Jessica Kiernan back on the Toddcast.
I know, right?
Yeah. So how are you handling COVID and everything? Obviously, it's been, you know, fuck on everybody's mind for like a year. Where do you live again?
So I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Right.
So it's actually been not the worst transition, like having the COVID here and then everything shutting down and then coming back up and running again. So it's been kind of easy peasy, I feel like. I hate to say that because it sounds really rude.
But Florida, like, you know, it's probably one of the more, I don't know if progressive's the right word for it, but they certainly left everything open. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it was Seattle in Washington State, you know? Like,
right.
It's a totally different vibe to what you're living. Like, I've seen you post stuff on your Facebook page that, you know, you're out at a restaurant with a couple friends or whatever. And it's like, that's just kind of what it is there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we all still are very safe. I mean, you know, yeah. We're still wearing a face mask as we're supposed to. But for the most part, it's just, everything's open and it's okay. I mean,
are you going to get the vaccine when and if you're able to?
No, I will personally not be getting it. I actually, I don't believe in putting that in my body.
Yeah, fair. So you don't get like any shots or anything like that over the years?
I've never gotten the flu. I never gotten a flu shot. I don't, my personal beliefs are just, I just don't believe in a lot of the things the government wants us to put in our body or to force us. So I it won't happen. Those are things I don't really have to consider.
Right. And that's, and that's for us, the weird thing about, COVID here in Canada and BC, you know, we're not allowed to have people over to our house.
Right.
But I can have my kids at school. You know what I mean? It's fucking insane, man. Like, I can't have my mom over for turkey dinner. Really?
Yeah.
Like, really?
It's very strange to me.
It's very strange. And the more that it goes on, the harder it is for somebody like me who initially was like, yeah, okay, you know, we need to adhere to all the policies and everything. It's harder to not feel like you're getting duped in some way. Like, we're being taken advantage of.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really sad. I mean, my heart does go out to like so many people. Yeah. And I know a lot of people that are going through it in small towns, even the one I'm from. You know, I'm from Cape May and they're still on lockdown, the same thing. And it's just, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It stops people's lives. Even some of my clients, I see my online clients, and I can't give them a gym, like a customized gym workout. You know, gyms aren't open. So they're like, oh, we're still at home only. And it's frustrating to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. Where was the last place that you flew to? How long ago was that?
I went back home to Cape May. Mm. And before that, it was, I was in Puerto Rico for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know, Jess, I love doing this with you and I want to do it again. The last time that you were a guest, and my producer says that was back in August of 2019, you had 126,000 Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was September 2017. So it's almost a couple of years we get you on, as mentioned. You had 40,000 then. So you tripled your followers in 2 years. Today, I can't find you on Instagram. Please tell me you didn't get deleted. What happened?
No, that's interesting. I've been having this problem for the past like couple of months. I don't know what's going on, but that Instagram is still there. And I have several friends that have reached out and said, did you delete your account? Same question that you're asking. And it's there. So I haven't done anything.
It's a hashtag. Like you can't search at Jessica Kiernan. You need to be a hashtag Jessica Kiernan now.
It's really weird. It's there. So some people are lucky. Like I still have plenty of people following me and then I'll get some people that can't find it. And they're like great friends of mine. They think I'm blocking them or,
I'm one of them. I'm like, yeah, what, like, did they, you know, because sometimes they just kill accounts with like no regard and no remorse, right? They're fucking cutthroat.
It's frustrating, to say the least. I've definitely reached out to them about at least 20 times. I've sent in my ID. I'm like, this is my business account. But nothing comes of it.
Weird.
Sometimes on Google, sometimes it's not on Google. So it definitely messes with my audience. I've noticed that whatever algorithm is going, I don't know what they're doing, but it's restricted people seeing my account even. So the numbers have gone down. Like, it's really crazy. Post a photo or a video and it barely gets seen, or I do like a live story and no one's on. It's odd. So
it's almost like they want to take, like, they want to take something from you if you're an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, they want something for you to be able to reach your fans and your followers and your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Weird. And I've struggled with it for so long, but this is like the last straw for me. So
sucks.
You know, I have another account. It's Jessica Kiernan TV. That was always like my second account as a backup, just in case something like this did happen. So I use that one mostly.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll
see. And I go back and forth because the other one's still there. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I couldn't find it. You know, we've talked about this, of course, both times that you've been on, but it makes sense. It's what you're known for.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness and you know, training and that part of your life. How long have you been serious again? When did you like really make that concerted effort of like, this is what I'm going to do for my life, for my livelihood?
Since I was about 15.
So
I started
like early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I started early. I'm 38
now. Okay. So. Yeah. Like, you know, more than like 60% of your life really. And what advice would you give to somebody that struggles?
Like in what area? With weight
like
loss?
Just in everything. Like, you know, weight loss and like just the motivation to actually find the hour to you know, work out, or just kind of general, you know, advice.
I think it's just getting on track with it. Just, I think you have to get to a level with yourself where you're really just sick and tired of being sick and tired or not doing anything and being frustrated. I think that you just have to get up and do it. And it's something that's going to kind of like just hit you.
Yeah.
And once you get on track, once you start, that's really the beginning. So it's just a matter of it actually happening, that one step, just putting on the shoes or putting your workout clothes or just taking that walk and just starting to like reconnect with yourself. So I think once you get that first step into the, you know, your new routine or doing what you're doing, or baby steps, you know, it could be starting to drink, you know, a gallon of water a day, or getting your water up, or, you know, making your meals, or just being a little healthier here and there. The little things you do add up. So once you start making one little plan and set it in place and continue that, then it's just continuing it, right? It's just being consistent.
Yeah. So when I talk to people like you, like, you know, fitness influencers, the one thing that they always kind of bring up is the motivation of like, you know, what do you do? Like, what do you do on days where you just don't feel like working out? And that's, I think what you're saying is just fucking take the step. You need to
absolutely
to make it happen.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not always all motivated either. We're humans. I mean, we're just like, well, I'm just like you or anybody else who, I mean, there's definitely 4 days in a row where I won't go, or I don't make my meals, or maybe I slack a little too much. It definitely happens. And I definitely, you know, I feel the same way. So I think I've just been so consistent for so many years, and that's just my world. That's my life. And it is my therapy. So there is a little bit more there for me, but I can get right back on, you know, or right now I'm struggling with like trying to lose maybe 5-10 pounds that I gained. Okay. I know in my head it's coming off. It's going to like, I'm doing everything I need to do, but I'm not seeing the results 100%. Most people would get really discouraged and stop. Whereas the difference is, for me, I already know the steps it takes. I already know the patience I have to have. I already know I have to stay like on board and just on track and just do it every day. Even if I think it's not working, I know it is. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing for everyone else as well. It's just, I just think for me, the difference is I've been doing it for so long.
You know what to expect. Like, most people are like, well, fuck, I just worked out for like 5 days in a row and I gained 2 pounds. I didn't lose
pounds. Like, and they're not really gaining.
Right.
They're just gaining like, you know, water weight and
whatever. You mentioned like a gallon of water a day. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, why is water so important for health and fitness?
It flushes out all the toxins. It definitely helps release like body fat. So it helps you actually get leaner. Even there's like water tricks to do, like when we were doing our competitions, you know, water was such an important part of the process. You have to stay hydrated. You have to keep your muscles hydrated. It's everything. So it keeps you energized, you know, it can fill you up, but it is really healthy for your body. And it actually does help lower your body fat. It's kind of, interesting.
They always say it, right? They always say, we're like, yep. I'll drink more water. No, you won't. No, but you should. You should drink more water.
Yeah. And I always have my little tricks for water. I always put like lemon in it or lemon juice or, you know, like
something.
Just like something.
Or something like that, you know, like something just to kind of taste it up a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You clearly love the gig, right? You love doing what you do. Have you ever had a shit job? Like, what's the worst job you've ever had?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, my whole life, I grew up on the beach. So we're, you know, it's a small beach town.
Yeah.
It's usually just populated in the summertime. So you've got a few months to work. I was always in the restaurant business. I've done everything you could possibly imagine. I've been a bartender, server, all of it. I've had hotel jobs where I was, you know, front desk. I've been an executive assistant for fashion companies and fashion designers when I lived in New York. So I did a lot of high-end fashion work as well. That's actually what I started out wanting to do early in life. And then I switched to the fitness as like the main thing for a while. So yeah.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. What are you binging on right now?
My TV. Like this one. I've been watching True Blood. So I'm hooked. So
What's his name again? The main character, Kim Coates?
Bill.
Bill. His name is Bill. It's such a good character, right?
Mm-hmm. He's awesome.
Yeah. It's an amazing show. What's your favorite app on your phone?
My favorite app on my phone? Probably, I don't know. I feel like it's just like a filter probably.
Yeah.
Anything that can like fix all this. Nice.
Are you a gambler? Like, you ever go to Vegas and just fucking throw down?
No, definitely not a gambler, but I have gambled and I have fun when I do it.
Yeah.
And once I learn like whatever game that I'm you know, gambling with or whatever, I do actually have fun with it, but I won't just go and just go gamble. And I have people that ask me that all the time. I'm like, no, I'm good. I do have fun once I do it.
I think it's just tough to lose your money. You know, like, oh man, $200. I could have had a decent meal. Could have made out with buddies with that, you know? Are you a big sports person? Like, which is your team? Which is your sport?
I don't really have a team or a sport. I do love watching football. I do like watching hockey.
Yeah.
Basketball, I went to a few basketball games in the past. I went to a football game. The Eagles were my team because I'm from New Jersey. So it's always like Phillies. So I grew up always liking the Phillies. But I don't know. I'm not really like obsessed with it though.
Did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you see the halftime show? And there was a big buzz about, you know, oh, it might have been the best Super Bowl show of all time. It's like,
I kind of skipped out on the halftime. I usually love the halftimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my, if you see in the background, that's my neighbor's dog.
Oh yeah. I see it. Yeah.
That's Ollie. He wants to come in with his little ears.
But it was a big thing.
But actually, I missed the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, see, this year's halftime was the first time that a Canadian, a Canadian fully was the headliner. Shania Twain's been on before, but there was talk that it might have been the best one.
See, I missed it. I was like talking to everybody. I mean, I was at a party, so I just skipped out on that and I started hanging out with everybody.
There's an actual football game going on here.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
Who is your celebrity crush?
That's a tough one. Actually, it's not. Superman. What's his name? Henry Cavill. I don't even know how to say his last name correctly.
Yeah, I think
I have a huge crush. I'm hoping he's not gay so I can eventually marry
him. You get a gay vibe out of him?
I don't know. I get the vibe sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because he never has a girlfriend. First of all, if you never have a girl and you're not, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, but
we never see him on the red carpet with anybody.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be weird though? Like, wouldn't that be weird to be uber famous and, like, does that mean you need to date people that are also uber famous? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, do you like me for me? Or do you like me because I'm Superman?
I think that's a tough one. But I would say, like, I'd rather date someone that wasn't, I mean, here's the hard thing. If you date someone that's in your bracket or doing like in Hollywood, or let's say I'm a trainer, it does make it a little bit easier because you have someone that understands your work ethic and what you're doing, right, and also what it takes and what it entails to succeed and to do what you got to do. And a lot of people that aren't in your field get intimidated by that. So there's a lot of intimidation there as well. And that can really mess up relationships. So I don't know. I think if you're attracted to someone, you know, try it, obviously. I mean, right, I wouldn't say no to either one, but I could see how it's a little bit easier if you date someone within what you do.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense.
Yeah, totally. And not only that, yeah, but these, you know, these actors, actresses, you know, when they're doing shows, they're not really a good boyfriend or girlfriend. They're never around.
No, never around. No.
Like imagine never being with somebody that like, oh, I'm fucking off to wherever for 3 months.
Yeah. And you really have to have someone that understands, even in my industry. Like I remember like when you and I first started doing our podcast, I was in a long-term relationship and that person really struggled with what I do. Like even hating me being in a bathing suit and taking a photo, or hating me making content around the house, or having to always be on top of things. This is when I feel like I was more like at the heightened point of my, like the social media, I guess I should say. Yeah. So I really did have to like have a lot of content. I really had to like, yeah, think about all this stuff and do all this stuff and plan it out and map it out. And it's a lot for just someone that wants nothing to do with it and doesn't want your body out there. Like, let's say like a guy or dealing with the flirtations and stuff like that. So that's another thing that makes it really tough.
Right. You're like, dude, that's my gig. Like, that's my job.
Yeah. But then it's also too, you know, I put myself in their shoes and I'm like, okay, as whatever I can do to make that person feel secure and confident. And if there's anything, you know, I'm like, whatever their needs, whatever you need to see, do whatever. I always was trying to be very respectful of that too, because, you know, if you love the person, you don't want them to be,
right,
you don't want anybody like thinking, right, anything, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
You asked me this before.
Did I?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Neither.
Neither. That's right. I do remember that now that you say that. I can't, mm-hmm, believe that. Like neither of them? Really?
Mm-mm. I don't watch either one of those.
Just not like, are you into horror movies? Like beyond I know you like comedies, but.
I love like romance and comedies. I'm not into anything. I don't like horror movies. I had a friend make me watch a bunch one night, like actually like it was like a month worth of just nonstop horror movies. And I was freaking out every time they were on.
Nice. The jump points. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I don't like to plan like that. So I definitely don't ever think about that. I would just hope that I'm still doing what I love, whatever that's going to be. It could be fitness. It could be something entirely different. As long as I'm in a good place with myself, I'm happy. That's all. That's honestly what matters to me.
Yeah. It's tricky to look, yeah, that far in advance and kind of.
It's too hard. I just don't have that expectation myself. I think once I've put that on me, it's too much stress. I do have a vision, but I don't want to have something so mapped out and be, you know, so obsessed with it. I'd rather just kind of go with the flow, still attack the goals I want to attack, and then see where that lands me.
Mm-hmm. What's the rest, mm-hmm, of this year looking like? You must have that, mm-hmm, kind of mapped out.
I don't know. I really don't know. I just hope everything works out great.
I love it. I'm the same way. Like, you know, yeah, I know maybe 2-3 months in advance for my podcast, but that's it.
Right.
Like, anything else, like, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
But like lifestyle, it's like, summer. I have no idea. Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah, I really don't know. I hope it's all going to be awesome and fun and a lot of love and, you know, just that's what I would like.
Right. Well, following along, yeah, on social media, it just looks like you just want more of the same. You look like, yeah, you have a fun life and you love what you're doing. And it's,
yeah,
it's pretty inspiring, to be honest.
Thank you. It's interesting because I never know like what I post or what I put out there, really how it's coming across. So that's always nice to know that it does come across the right way. Like the things like every post really does have a point, you know, except for the occasional, just a random, but that's also wanting people to see the normal me.
There's a cat. And isn't that infuriating when it's like a post that you want to take off that, mm-hmm, actually means something to you, that, you know what I mean? Or you post, yep, like this bullshit coffee meme and fucking that goes boom.
It's, oh like, my God, I know. It's
tense. Come on, guys. Like, that's not what, so I want to see my shit.
Yeah.
Oh man, it drives me crazy. Like, the stuff that blows up on for the Toddcast, like some of it, I'm just like, really?
I know.
Not like it, that was such a like 12:30 at night, a little bit stoned. I thought I would post something kind of funny.
Right?
Like, I want you to hear my podcast, not this fucking crazy picture. I know.
I hate that too. It's something that's always really dumb that I'll post. And it's like, oh, seriously? You guys went like this, but not this. Or comment on this, but not that. Yeah. I'm like, all right. So no one wants me to be serious.
Yeah, totally.
I had a friend once too. We were eating lunch and he goes, everyone just wants to see normal Jess. He goes, we want to see, your people want to see the Jess that we know. I'm like, I don't know if that's a thing. I'm like, I don't know if that's safe. He's like, no. He's like, so he took a video of me and it was something funny. And he put, you know, he made a thing. He goes, do we want regular Jess or Instagram Jess? And it was, you know, one of those polls. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh God.
And it probably the regular Jess was like leading the poll.
It was the, yep. It was in the lead. I'm like, oh,
God. Yeah, I never know. What's going to blow up. But anyway, Jess, thank you again for taking the time to join us for the third time. It's a three-peat. This time is a three-peat.
I know. I love this.
Yeah. And I think the last one, well, we had you on with Chad Kruger, the last one. And I think that got like 20,000, 25,000 plays, something like that. It's
pretty big. That's great. Like, it was up there. Big. I remember you telling me it was up there.
Yeah. Like I'm not Joe Rogan numbers, but you know, carve it out a little something here in Vancouver. So
yeah, I think it's fantastic. You're doing amazing. You've been doing wonderful since being the first time I met you.
Year seven. Like it's I honestly thought this would be like a couple years and I, you know, maybe go back.
I know.
That's great.
And now we're doing it. Now we're doing it via Zoom.
I know. Right.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. I like it.
I wasn't quite prepared for the Zoom. I was like, I was running around. I left the gym. And I'm like, oh, God.
Is this a Zoom live video thing?
I'm like, whoever sees me right now, this is the real Jess after the gym, sweaty, gross, horrible angles.
Real life Jess.
You know, I'm holding the phone.
Okay. So apparently you can be found on Instagram with some people. I can't, but I'm going to follow the.
I mean, Jess, Jessica can be. TV. I just, it's once in a while.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's still there, Jessica Kiernan. But then the other one is Jessica Kiernan TV. So there's I have both.
Yeah, I'll follow the other one as well. And on Twitter, you're Jessica_Kiernan.
Yep.
Awesome. We'll see you online. Yeah.
I know. I love this.
Yeah. Well, have a great day.
All right, you too. It was a pleasure being on here again. I missed you.
The Toddcast Podcast on toddhancock.ca.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.